Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It is wonderful to have you with us. Universal Preservation Hall, or UPH, is a year-round performing arts and community events venue in Saratoga Springs, New York. It was a former Methodist church and has been transformed into a state-of-the-art performance facility. It is one of the most beautiful venues in our region. It combines a 700-seat theater in the round, great hall with a community event space offering year-round music and entertainment in downtown Saratoga Springs. How year-round? Well, they've got shows just all the time, and we're going to tell you about them this morning. Teddy Foster is the director at Universal Preservation Hall. Been with the project since it began.
Well, since 2006, which was probably 6 years after it began.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I say begin, like you were there when it was still a rundown church.
I was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then that's when things started to go into.
Yep. I became a board president in 2009 and then realized a few years later that I couldn't do this on my own. I had no industry knowledge or no knowledge of preservation and decided to make a phone call to Philip Morris. And that was actually probably one of the best calls I've ever made in my life.
Philip Morris of Proctor's fame and CEO of that group. And so now it is such a wonderful space because I can't think of too many things you couldn't do there.
Yeah, it's the space is just wonderful. It's so versatile, and that has been a strength of the building for a long time. We can do pretty much anything. We like to be the people that say yes, and the building came out more beautiful than I ever imagined, and the sound is ridiculously wonderful.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's stunning.
Thank you.
And it's very comfortable. It's as close as to like seeing a show in your living room as you're going to get.
It sure is. You know, even though the room, I think the room is 8,800 square feet, it doesn't feel like it's a very intimate setting. It's very intimate.
It's absolutely beautiful. You have some wonderful performances coming up, some very soon, and getting ready for the holidays, of course. And we heard the music coming in, but Chris Bode is going to be at UPH in the Great Hall on November 30th.
Yeah, Sunday night, we're getting ready for Chris Bode. We're completely sold out, standing room only. There's not a wisp of a chair left right now. And it'll be Chris's third time at UPH. He loves the venue, and the venue loves him. It's wonderful.
Good stuff. Joshua Redman coming up as well.
Yeah, Joshua Redman's a real super jazz guy, and I think that's going to be a wonderful show.
You have, this has been talked about for a long time, but opera and opera in Saratoga, of course, New York City Opera was part of SPAC for a long time, and then that left. And then there was like, well, what are we going to do about opera in the city, and what are we going to do about opera? Of course, Glimmerglass was around and other companies. But now Opera Saratoga has found its home, too.
Yeah, we actually have a lovely, quote-unquote, partnership with the Opera. They are with us for the entire month of June every year. And this is the first year they're doing a winter show. So we have La Boheme coming in December, and that's the Puccini opera. And it's selling well. Our building is great for opera.
And again, because of those acoustics, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's terrific. The Schenectady Saratoga Symphony Orchestra, is it really called the Poinsettia Pops?
It is the Poinsettia Pops, and we decorate the hall with the pops, with the poinsettias. Yes, we are in the process of getting ready for that now, but we really dress it up. It looks very Christmassy, and they do a beautiful job with holiday music.
That's terrific.
Yeah,
I don't think I had ever heard it referred to as the Poinsettia Pops,
it
but that's great. That's
yeah.
a good name.
We do a show at UPH, and then there's a show the following night at Proctor's. Wonderful. Wonderful good, music.
Good stuff. When I was a kid, we called it poinsettia.
I know, I did too, but I'm calling it poinsettia now.
Well, no, that's because we've been corrected so often,
right,
that it's a poinsettia. But all those years, don't worry, we'll get over it. What is a Christmas oratorio tea?
So Christmas Oratorio Tea is produced by Nakra Dance Group, which is a modern dance group. And they have a show where before the show you come in and you are invited to a tea with lovely tea. You can buy that ticket. And then afterwards, you go up to the Great Hall and they perform the Christmas Oratorio, which is very historic and very famous. We've done it many, many years. It's lovely. They have an orchestra this year. I think that's going to be a really different version of the oratorio, but I encourage people to come because it's a really lovely night.
On December 18th, Jim Brickman will be back, right?
Yeah, he's been he'll there before. Be back. Yep.
The Gift of Christmas is the name of the show, and a wonderful live chant.
He is such a showman. It's a wonderful show. This will be his second time with us, and he's fabulous.
It says a lot when people want to come back, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It makes my heart sing when people want to come back.
That's good. Very good. Let's not forget jazz. It's a jazzy Christmas. And who will be performing at that?
Jazzy Christmas is, there's an ensemble of guys. Two of the guys that I know are Dave Gleason and Brian Patnaud were part of that. And it's all the Vince Guaraldi music. It's the music of Peanuts put to Christmas, and it's done as an old-time radio show.
Oh, neat.
So there's an announcer. His name is Michael McCord. He does that, and then they followed by the music. It's really a lovely night.
Oh,
a very family-friendly night.
Oh, that's cool. It's a jazzy Christmas happening on December 19th. And then the last show before Christmas itself is Ben Folds' Tis the Season tour. And again, someone who's been...
Yeah, that is going to be, he's never played UPH before.
Oh, that's
very excited. He's played in Saratoga,
okay,
but he's not played UPH. And I think we have 4 seats left for that show. That's it. It's going to be big.
That's wonderful.
For us, yeah.
Ben Folds' Tis the Season tour, and then you're part of the New Year's Eve festivities.
We are part of New Year's Eve. We have a group called the Nicotine Dolls are our main show on New Year's Eve.
Nicotine
Dolls.
Dolls.
And if you listen to them on Spotify or YouTube, they're wonderful. They're really great. And I think the one before them is the Bell Curves. So I think it's going to be a nice Christmas Eve. Saratoga has a lot of nice offerings that night.
Yeah, it's always a fun event.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And it has been around a long time, and you now, UPH, gets incorporated into the big event.
We're actually doing the programming for it now.
Oh, that's great.
So it's great. Yeah, so it's really, we're becoming more and more ingrained in downtown and doing a lot of things between us and the city center and Discover Saratoga and the Chamber. It's really forward movement. Good progress.
And good progress because especially now, we need that collaboration, don't we?
Yes, we do. We sure do. Yeah. Because when you collaborate, water rises, everybody rises, right?
And then that'll close out calendar year 2025, and then you'll rest for like a week.
Maybe, yes, it's just a week, actually, because on January 9th, we have Adam Pascal and Anthony Rapp. They're the two stars from Rent, and they will be performing at UPH, and the show is darn near sold out.
Yeah, I have tickets for the show. I can't wait to see
it. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous show.
Looks great.
Yep. And then we're followed by a little ditty called Face Shakespeare.
Oh,
they're doing Hamlet.
Okay.
And then we have another night, which I think will be fun. The tickets are selling well. It's called Bingo Loco. And it's kind of like a bingo night and a rave combined. I don't really know how to describe it, but I think it sounds like a lot of fun, very interactive.
Los Lobos is coming.
Yeah,
that's
Los
exciting.
Lobos is exciting, yes. They're coming, and then J.J. Gray and Mofro will be there in February. That's a big show, too. And Branford Marsalis is coming, which is super cool. I think he's at the end of February.
And then the other one I want to mention, too, is Matthew Morrison.
Matthew Morrison is coming.
On March 5th, and that's a big show. I know
he's lovely
performing
show.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So you got a lot going on.
We do. We really do. I wanted to talk about the last show in March, which I don't remember. I don't know if you remember when we did 2 years ago, Tony and Tina's Wedding.
Yes, I do remember that.
Well, this is similar to Tony and Tina's Wedding, only it's Finnegan's Farewell. So it's going to be six shows of An Irish Wake Gone Wrong. I can't imagine how funny that's going to be.
March 12th through the 15th,
correct,
at Finnegan's Farewell.
Yeah.
And it's so what do we have to do? Like, if I go, what
if
do I have
If you buy
to do?
A ticket, you become a member of the wake. You're there as part of the wake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do we eat?
Yep. There'll be food.
All right.
There'll be food. There'll be a meal. And you'll be kind of incorporated into the show. It's so much fun.
Interactive.
And
from the folks that brought you.
Right.
Tony and Tina's wedding.
Right.
That seems like a lot of fun.
It is. The Tony and Tina's wedding was hilarious. We sold out every show, but everybody loved it. It was a lot of fun. Something good to do in the winter.
We need good things in
yeah.
the winter. So now, as far as what your, of your, we've gone through March, and there's a lot of other shows, and I encourage everyone to go to @UPH.org and see the entire schedule and find out about memberships and find out about all kinds of cool stuff, how to get tickets, how to support this wonderful artistic institution. But we just got to kind of tip of the iceberg. But your planning is it's always in the works, I would assume.
Yes,
as far
programming
as
is always in the works, right? Yep. And we book our programs before we book anything else. We do rentals also for community events and fundraisers and weddings and business conferences and things like that. But we book
our,
yep, wakes, yep, ceremonies, yep, and but yeah, it all revolves around our programming. So there's a lot more to come this spring that's not confirmed yet, or that I'm not able to tell you yet.
Yeah.
So there will be a lot more.
And when you think of like the perfect, I assume you have a list of like the gold list of who you want to
mm-hmm.
bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And what goes into that of persistence?
Persistence, but there are certain artists that are willing to play a certain size room. As a 700 seat theater, we're called a medium sized venue. So not every performer will play a medium-sized venue, or we could get them to play the medium-sized venue, but the ticket price would be astronomical.
Right.
You know, so there's a whole formula that a programming team uses to figure out who really fits into, you know, our nook.
Now, you have the advantage, I think this will always be an advantage, of you can either do it, you can do it with a classical stage
right.
setting,
mm-hmm.
or you can do it in the round.
This is right. We do. We have two stage configurations. So in the round, Chris Botti will play in the round. He'll be surrounded by people. Or if performers don't want that, if they don't like anybody behind them, then we have an end stage configuration as well. And the seating winds up being about the same. And there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there really isn't.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. And then that's, again, to the living room. But it really is, in both configurations, it's very cool when you see every seat taken. And
I know. It's just wonderful. And the lighting is so pretty. And, yeah, I never dreamed it would be this beautiful. It's just so nice.
You got to check out the stained glass windows if you've never seen them.
We do trick them out, but sometimes the performers won't let us keep them tricked out, so we have to go to a ice white or a blue or nothing. But then as soon as the show is over, we light them again.
That's fascinating to me. There's some artists who say they don't want those on.
No, they don't want the attention on the windows. They want the attention on them.
Oh, well, it's not all about them, even though people are paying money. They can still see the windows, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, put your ego in check. No, I understand that, because it is so beautiful. I mean, it really is something that you stare at, and they're so beautifully lit. And it's gorgeous from the inside, but it's gorgeous from the outside.
Yeah, it looks like a jewel box on the outside,
it really does.
I think. Yeah, and there's really, there's no religious iconry on any of the stained glass windows that are all original. And that's an interesting thing, right? That's
yes.
how the Methodists built it. But it's a perfect place for a performing arts venue, because there is no religious iconry and nobody can be upset or offended.
And you're right, and you feel, I assume you feel this, of being, because I feel this when I go there, that you're just, you're smack dab in the middle of the city.
We are right in the heart of downtown Saratoga.
Yeah.
Which is the best.
People
can have dinner, they can walk, you know, they can live there, they can walk, they can come to a show lots of nights a week. It's a true advantage.
And parking is not a pain.
Parking is not a pain, really. Summertime, I will qualify that a little bit.
Yeah.
Travers, the big stakes days.
Yeah, okay.
Big stakes day can be tough. But no, we don't really get very many complaints about parking at UPH because people are used to going into a city and seeing a show, so they understand that they're going to have to park.
Right.
And a half a block away from us is a 500-space parking garage that you don't have to pay for.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Well, people can find out information about UPH at UPH.org. And find out all about the great work that they do and the incredible shows coming up very soon for the holidays and beyond. Teddy Foster, you are wonderful. I appreciate all the great work that you do at this institution and for our community. And it's just a pleasure to speak to you as always.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Again, you can find out more information at UPH.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.